Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship home on AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, my flagship stations. Now we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And by the way, we're going to be welcoming three new affiliates next week in Nevada. Can't wait. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you can go over right now, and if you can't get us anywhere else, you can listen to us on the stream that's coming right off that website. We broadcast right off our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us, Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Mary on the line. Would you like to talk to Mary?
Sure.
Good morning, Mary. What's going on?
Good morning. I would like to bring attention to the fact that as you're searching your internet these days, you are literally being, you're not giving full information to start with. They're advertising now DuckDuckGo as a privacy search site.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to look at who just bought DuckDuckGo. That would be Google. So
they did?
They did.
Wow.
So you still can't get away from it. You can't get away from people trying to hide information from whoever is trying to find out the truth. So I think you're literally kind of like being held in captive by big tech. And so if you can't find out information, other people won't go past the search on page one. I think we're in a lot of trouble if you can't get the truth. So I'd like to know what Denise thinks about that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, we're in a, you know, Mary, there's few people like you that are out there, and I appreciate the hard work that you do, in fact, that do the work. If they do some kind of a search on the Internet for whatever topic, and they get, you know, the search engine comes back with whatever results, they stop there. I mean, people say, I'll just Google it. Well, I haven't used Google in, I don't know, 20 years. Maybe not quite that long, but you have to keep checking all other sites. You know, from time to time, I use DuckDuckGo, I use Monster, based on how much information I need to have and where the, where I need to go with it. But, you know, I've said on the show, Matt, last five or six nights that lies work.
Yeah.
And these search engines are lying to us by omission.
Mm.
They, omit because of these algorithms they've built in, they will only give you what they think that you should have.
Right.
So Mary's exactly right. And, you know, there are members of Congress on the good guys, they know this. But we don't know, they're so stuck on what their legislation should be. And how it should be drafted, that nobody's doing anything with it. They don't really know how to change or amend or throw out Section 230 and start all over again. So we're in a bad place. I absolutely agree with Mary, but you know, I would say she tried several search engines. You tend to be, if you're on your phone, it kind of defaults to whatever you're using on your phone.
Right.
You know, Safari or, you know, whatever it may be. But, I'm looking at an article or a headline dated January the 5th, 2022 from the Washington Post, and it says,
mm-hmm.
Google is manipulating browser extensions to stifle competitors. Well, there you go.
Right.
Washington Post is admitting it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that the other side of the aisle wants to control everything that's out there. They've made that a no-brainer for a while. So can we start our own search engine? I mean, is that something viable?
Well, I mean, that's what DuckDuckGo was originally about.
Correct.
Or, you know, many of these others. But now there's algorithms that are built in that even those are getting cannibalized by algorithms. So we're in a bad place.
Well, I'm going to do a little research and see. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk to Frank about it, too, and see what he thinks about what we might be able to come up with. We're smart people. We ought to be able to conjure something up.
Well, what you conjure up is if you want to know some truth, you have to use all of the search engines, if you possibly can, to see what the results are.
Okay.
Come back.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a weekend edition.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
To talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff, and Sarasota. And this portion of the program, A Conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for going on some 85 years. And they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own or anything that you will own. How's that? Now, they offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, and they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance. And get this, your condo insurance. They'll do that. They'll work with all three of those entities with you. So check them out. Go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. See if they'll save you some money in the process. And, oh, by the way, Jeff made a comment, and it's very true that Geico and other companies like them are moving around on these search platforms, because I think Geico, they didn't get off it altogether, but they pulled back a lot of their information that used to be on Google, and now they've loaded up on DuckDuckGo for some reason. Don't ask me why. And we'll go back to Denise Simon here, because she's I'm sure she's got some information. What do you think about Geico, or not Geico, I'm sorry, Amazon going to get rid of all of their service centers except for one? And I'm not talking about the warehouses. I'm talking about the people that get on the phone and you talk to them, and you never know if you're going to get somebody here in the U.S. or somewhere else. What do you think of that?
Big corporations have gone globalist, haven't they?
Sign of the times?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Nancy Pelosi, the gift that keeps on giving. Now, enter Nancy Pelosi, who's been doing her best over the last year to give Joe Biden a run for his money when it comes to mental incapacitation. We don't know if she's drunk when she says some of this stuff or if old age is catching up to her, because she is quite the drinker. Now, who knows, but it's certainly not making for good governance. That leads me to Pelosi's latest geriatric rant, where she supposes that Florida shouldn't ship illegal aliens to sanctuary jurisdictions because they're needed to pick the crops down here.
You know, we all are often refer to the elite, wealthy, and powerful in Russia as oligarchs,
mm-hmm.
when I argue that we have our own here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy Pelosi is an oligarch. And I would argue probably one of the more wealthier and powerful oligarchs as compared to some that are under that category in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
What she said is offensive. But it also says that's why the House will never take up any kind of legislation when it comes to immigration, because she feels like that our agricultural industry needs to have illegals to pick tomatoes and grapes.
And I told you that I went by a field the other day where I wasn't very far away from the plant where it was going to the packing house, and there were as many white people out there picking tomatoes as there were dark-skinned or what looked to be like Latinos.
Okay.
So people are, I guess that they need the extra money, or maybe they need a job, or I don't know what it is, but they're working. They're out there in the fields. I haven't seen that in a while.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Well,
have we crossed a bridge here?
There is a collection of, I assume they are migrants. I actually was coming to one of the last road trips I made someplace a couple of years ago. I stopped off at one of the larger truck stops on 75 to get gas and go to the bathroom and whatnot. And three of these huge white buses pulled in, and all of these Latinos, and they were all Latinos, got off to go into the store.
Mm-hmm.
None of them spoke English.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do is they go from farm to farm, and this was a transport. They were going from one, they, I guess, finished at one farm. They were being transported to the next. That's generally how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what I was looking at until I got to, to around to the end of the bus, and I was writing down tag numbers and bus numbers and all these other kinds of things, and started doing the research, and that's when I found out what it was that they were doing. So there's already a team or teams, plural, that does these kinds of things. It isn't about just having, 2 million come over our southern border and, they're just dispersed and these farms hire them. That's not quite how it all works. Nancy.
Yeah. Yeah, she's quite the piece of work. And, again, to make a comment like that, they talk about us being racist and all the stuff that we're doing and et cetera, et cetera. They need to look in the mirror at themselves.
Of course they do.
Yeah. All right, well, we have a caller, and I have no idea who this is, so I'm going to take a chance and see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name, where you're calling from?
Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, sir. Eric.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Let me establish something here. If you have a question for Denise, go ahead and ask it, because we try to let the guests have the priority as to what to say. So, what's your question?
Here's my two cents real quick regarding Google and search engines, as was alluded to earlier. So there's several out there. They're getting vertically consolidated, and one of them that has yet to do that is startpage.com. That was an independent startup years ago by Catherine Albrecht. Anyway, with that said, real quick, and this segues into the information, pipelines that people are getting funneled into in order to find out information. That goes as well for anything to include inclusively what's going on in Eastern Europe right now. I'm just going to leave it at that. There's a lot of misinformation going on both sides of the aisle. Now, my question is this. What is the difference between what's going on in Ukraine with the voting that also went on over 10 years ago for the separation for the DPR and LPR to leave Ukraine and join Russia or become sovereign states with the possibility of their own self-determination with that, and what went on with Serbia and Kosovo in the Balkan regions? They broke away. They declared their independence. Kosovo finally declared its independence in 08. So I'll just leave it there. I just want to interest
okay.
me the perspective.
Thanks,
and I have a good morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care. Okay, what do you think?
Look, I see a lot of very pro-Putin stuff out there, and I'm kind of curious, and then, you know, about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline things and so forth and so on. I think sometimes we tend to forget that a country that decides that they're going to go in and cannibalize another or other territories is reprehensible. And we tend to forget what Putin tried to do, or Russia tried to do with Georgia, what they did effectively do with Crimea. And interestingly enough, this is precisely, too, what China is doing around the world. And China uses a little bit of different tactic. They use something called debt trapping, or what I call debt trapping. And that's what's happening in Brazil, in several, especially in Brazil, but in several other countries. They say, oh, we'll loan you the money to help you build these ports, or we'll help you build electric grids or communications things, but you need to pay us back. And the deals, some of these countries are so desperate, they sign it, but then the deal turns out to be much worse than they thought. And these countries can't pay it back. So what happens? China ends up owning it.
Yeah. All right. To be continued on Monday. We're going to have a lot more to talk about. Keep your eyes on the Talking Head shows on Sunday and see if they're not pointing fingers at people already for Hurricane Ian. All right. We'll see you on Monday, kiddo.
Yes, sir. Be well.
Thank you. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great things that she writes about, and you'll be an informed citizen, too. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. Ketanji Brown Jackson made her way into the Supreme Court before a brief courtroom ceremony 3 days ahead of the start of the High Court's new term. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and their spouses will also attend the invitation-only ceremony. Jackson becomes the first black woman to sit on the court. In an angry conspiratorial address Friday amid grand fanfare, Russian President Vladimir Putin offered the Kremlin's justification for Russia's annexation of four Ukrainian territories, presenting an anti-Western worldview that accused Anglo-Saxons of neocolonialism and sabotage. And the Biden administration announced a new round of sanctions on Russia for Putin's illegal annexation of the Ukrainian territories. The sanctions target government officials and family members, Russian and Belarusian military officials, and defense procurement networks. This is USA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And by the way, it is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We thank you very much for tuning in, and we're keeping the truckers awake and amused while they sit out there on that big traffic jam on I-75. What a mess. And I'll get to that in a minute. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell, and MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell is very much aware of the storm and the victims, and he is going to do something again, and you'll hear it in the commercials that he'll be putting out there. But once again, he'll take whatever gets sold on MyPillow, he'll take a portion of what's there, and he will send it off in the form of either my pillows or my blankets or my slippers or whatever to the victims that are in the shelters. And he drives right up to the shelter with his big semi, and they unload some of the stuff there and go to the next one and the next one and the next one, so on and so forth. So that's in the works. I don't know when they're coming, but I'll let you know when I hear about it. Now, if you go to the website, MyPillow.com, and you use the promo code CAPTAIN, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which you can also call and get a live person, I might add, 800-641-5459. Take a look at some of the stuff he's got in there. Because basically they've sold down a lot of their older stuff now, and they're into the new line of things that they have. The all-season slippers that they have, made a little better, a little bit sturdier, a little bit warmer. $29.88 is what they run. That's a 66% discount. And I will tell you that all you got to do is either call 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. You'll see a lot of things in there, a lot of stuff that makes perfect sense that you can use, and I'm sure that you'll do what needs to be done over there. Now, I mentioned the traffic. We have a big-time traffic problem because of flooding. The Myakka River and the Peace River on I-75. This is a stretch from 193, mile marker 193 at the north, to 171 at the south. But you don't just jump off the road and go down the 41 or go down 301 or whatever to get around it. You got to get off at State Route 60 and take it over all the way to 98 and then come down that way and then cut over. And there's a detour. It's plainly marked for you to follow. But it's going to take you about 50 or 60 miles, as I've been told, out of the way. Now, if you want to sit on the side of the road until they figure out what's going to happen, that might be the best way to do it, because we've had a bunch of semis as well as a bunch of cars that are trying to turn around in the middle where it's very soft, and they've gotten stuck. And that presents another problem. So I think if you can avoid I-75 south of Sarasota, however you do it, doesn't matter. You could cut across up there by Sarasota on State Route, 70, take it over and come down that way. But you've got to do something to get out of the mix, because if not, you're going to be stuck in traffic, and it could be literally hours. Again, that's the big traffic jam that's going on. If you haven't seen it, you will see it, and away you go. Oh, that's right. Thank you, Denise. Denise is reminding me, the sailor yesterday, who was originally charged with setting fire to the Bonhomme Richard and starting that fire, was found not guilty on the charge of arson. Found not guilty. Wow. Talk about being lucky. That's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. And it is what it is. Now, we understand that we have a lot of activity coming this way. We have convoys of building supplies and convoys of paper towels and groceries and this, that, and the other that are going to be distributed to the warehouses and whatnot. We all know, and we've been through this, this isn't our first rodeo with hurricanes. We all know that it's going to take a while to rebuild. Not weeks, but months. And a year or two, depending on what's been done. And Christine is telling me it took my friend 4 hours to come north from Punta Gorda to Sarasota. I believe it, Christine. And she had, your friend probably had to take the detour to go around to do it, which is not easy. And the detour goes to the east, not the west, the east, because going to the west off I-75 isn't going to solve anything because of all the damage over that way. So, again, and thanks for pointing that out, Christine. We appreciate that. Thanks for pointing that out, because, you know, in trying to help the truckers out, because they've got schedules, they got to be places, and your schedule is going to be totally out the window when you get down there to that traffic jam, that mess. So just be patient. Understand that being patient is part of what you got to do, and it is what it is. Now, we had crews in Florida in place for the storm. and they were situated out of, some of them were situated out on the barrier islands, getting ready to go after anybody that was trapped that needed to be rescued. There was a dramatic rescue last night shown of a couple of firefighters and some civilians that got someone out from underneath the rubble of a house that had literally been moved and fell on him, which is what we were talking about. If you were hunkering down at home and you were trying to do whatever, more than likely you were going to get caught up in the home if it got destroyed, and you were going to be in that mess somewhere, and whether or not they heard from you again was doubtful. But this guy was, they could hear him loud enough going, "Help me, help me, help me." They pinpointed where the sound was, and they got him out. So thank God for that one. That's one that we know about. That's one that we know about. And they did get 700 people yesterday morning, overnight, rescued off the islands, the barrier islands. And I told you that if they stayed on there, they were literally putting their life on the line. I believe those people wouldn't do that again after what they went through. Again, a wall of water coming at you, whether it's 8 foot tall, 9 foot tall, 10 foot tall, 12 foot tall, whatever it is, that'll make a believer out of you real quick, because you are not going to be able to control where you're going to wind up. The water has complete control of what's going to happen to you, and it probably won't be what you expected. Now, again, the rescues continue. They will continue for a while. They will find people, as far as how many, don't know. They will find people in this wreckage. But they'll also find cadavers, bodies, people that died. And I suspect the death toll is going to go up dramatically. For anybody that stayed behind, they ran the risk of losing their lives in their home, where their home has been destroyed, for anybody. And how about the boats? How about the boats? You know, people forget there's people that stay on those boats in a storm like that. That's nuts. Because you know the boat's going to get moved, and there's boats literally stacked on top of each other everywhere. Everywhere. So think about that as we go to break. And if you want to opine, if you want to tell us what happened to you during Ian, you can call us at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. We'd be more than happy to hear from you. This is the Captain's America Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, I've been getting a lot of emails and a lot of text messages from people all across the country. I've had several from Nevada. Well, actually, let me explain it to you this way. I did a number of radio hits this week. People called up and they wanted what was called an actuary about the hurricane and what was going on and how could people help and this, that, and the other. And I told them the same thing in every case. Don't hop in your car and drive down here and bring a bunch of blankets and toys and clothes and all that stuff and drive down to Fort Myers or wherever and hand them out. That's not what the authorities want. As a matter of fact, they've got articles of clothing. They've got blankets. They've got things for the kids. They've got all of that stuff already that they've been accumulating from many of their different organizations that they have right in their backyards that raise that stuff. So you would be better off taking that and giving it to the Salvation Army or the American Red Cross or the Samaritan's Purse Group and say, I'd like to earmark this for the hurricane in Florida, but use it wherever you might. You'd be better off doing that. It might not make you feel as good because you couldn't go down and do whatever, but there are people that are going to be very disappointed when they hop in their cars and they drive down there to try to get in the zone and hand things out. Even if they said, and somebody said to me yesterday, well, I'm just going to go to a store where they're going to be and we're going to set up and we're going to do this and do that. Okay, well, sure, you are. Mm-hmm. That's fine, if that's what you think you're going to do. But will the law enforcement people allow you to do that? because I've been told by law enforcement, hey, don't encourage the people to come down and do that. We've got way too many people in the zone that we're trying to keep out. And I get it. I understand that. So I hope you folks understand that, too. I'm not trying to say don't give your stuff to whatever. I'm just telling you there's another way to do it. Oh, and by the way, whatever happened to going to a church, whatever church, and handing them the stuff and saying, we'd like to earmark this for the people in the hurricane, but if you need it here, then that's fine, too. Whatever happened to that? I don't hear too much about that, but it's there. What do you think about that, Christine? I see you sending that around about the turning around in the 4 hours and all that stuff. I see all that. So I got it. And thanks for the information there, Christine, about it took 4 hours for your friend to get back up here from down there yesterday. That's strictly because of the detour and the big mess. Now, back to the clothes, back to the articles, back to the giving. It's great. It's great. But, as I said, don't just hop in your car and think you're going to drive on down there and set yourself up somewhere and give away a bunch of stuff. Now, what we're going to see, I'm afraid, because I've already got tipped on this, what you're going to see is some politicians go down there, and they're going to have their vehicles either marked up or they're going to have their signs, and they're going to set them up, and they're going to make it into a semi-political event. That's wrong. That's just wrong. You know who's been doing that this week? Charlie Crist. But he's also been fundraising. Oh, well, if he could give me $5 or $10 or whatever, that's what he's been doing, along with the clothes stuff. I would not want to put myself in his category, but that's just me. Because we don't even know when Charlie does that, whether or not the people that are supposed to get the stuff get it. We don't even know that. And whatever happened to those receptacles where they used to have the thing to put the clothes in? I think it was, who was it? Was it, it was one of those halfway houses or something. They had a receptacle and you put the clothes in there and away it'd go. Can't remember who the heck it was. But anyway, might come to me later. But anyway, there you go. So if you really want to help, don't drive down into the where the all the stuff is going on. Don't do that. Find something local right around here or right around wherever you're at. Drive to them and say, I want to give this to the people down in the hurricane zone. And they'll handle it, and you won't have to. They'll even give you a receipt, I understand. So there you go. So that seems to be the simplest way, in my mind, to do it. Now, for the people, again, coming south, listening to me, especially the truckers, coming down to Florida, maybe you're going to Miami to make a delivery. Okay? I know you don't like to get on the toll road, but this is a case where you might want to get on the Florida Turnpike and take it all the way down to the bottom. Because you're going to get caught up in this detour from 193 to 171. And it's not going to be simple. Because you're not just going to jump off the interstate and jump right back on. Nope. You got to go all the way to the east to US 98 and straight south to get back on and come back over. It's about 50 miles. And I've been told it's about that many miles out of the way. So if you want to do that, that's fine. But fair warning, take a look at your map. And for those of you that have the driver services, you should be able to see it on there. There is a traffic bulletin. I got one on my little device here. There's a traffic bulletin that's telling people where the detour is and what you'll have to do to get around it. So heed the warning. Heed the warning. All right. Let me see what time it is here. All right. We got about a minute here before I switch over here to a different mode. Now, let's not forget, Moss Nissan. I'll be up there today in Brooksville for their grand opening celebration. We're going to have a cookout. We're going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, soda, chips, whatnot, stuff for the kids. It'll be an interesting day. I'm there from 11 to 3. So if you want to stop by Moss Nissan, the brand new dealership up there in Brooksville, we would love to see you. We would love to see you. And you'll have a great time doing it. Again, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. And their store's on State Route 50, right off the Suncoast Parkway. On the right, you'll see it. You won't miss it. And it'll be a lot of fun for you, I'm sure, when you get there. So there you go. A lot of fun. And we always have fun when we go to
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If all you did was listen to 60 Seconds from Todd, you wouldn't waste 23 hours and 59 minutes of your day. That's all you need to listen to. Praise God. Praise God. I want to thank the Lord for delivering us from what could have been a worse nightmare. If you'd ever believed in God Almighty and His power, all you had to do was see some of this going on, okay? I hope when you Sunday, before you watch 12 hours of football, you go to church and bow down on your knees and thank the Lord Jesus Christ for saving you. By the way, for Hillary Clinton, who doesn't believe in God, the Lord, by the way, wiped off the whole earth before in Noah's day, and it grieved his heart, and he made a rainbow in the sky and said he wouldn't do that again. Because when mankind goes, like the Democrats go far left, and they don't even have no respect for the creator of the universe, that would be the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, there's nothing left for you. You've gone off the deep end. I pray to God that you stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and more importantly, you lay your life down for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's under attack by these Democrat leftists. Thank God for this station, and thank God for the captain. Stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and lay your life down for Jesus Christ. And anybody in America who doesn't vote for a Republican as the country's going south, you're unwise. Let me just put it that way. God bless you, Captain. Peace. Talk to you later.
All righty, Todd in Tampa, and he's always got something interesting to say. That was certainly interesting. And he's got a lot of, he puts a lot of thought into what he says there. But let's remind you again, today I will be up in Brooksville at Moss Nissan. And you're more than welcome to stop on by. I'll be there from 11 to 3. Look forward to seeing you. And those are my old stomping grounds years ago. I had several years on the radio up there. So I'm looking forward to shaking hands with some of the same people I shook hands with before. All right. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather. Be careful if you're going south. Remember the big traffic jam. That's going to be there for a while. God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.